بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
ألف لام ميم.
ألف لام ميم.
غلبت الروم.
The Romans have been defeated.
في أدنى الأرض وهم من بعد غلبهم سيغلبون.
In the neighboring land, but after their defeat, they shall gain victory in a few years. They shall gain victory in a few years. This alludes to the war that was then taking place between the Byzantine and Sassanid empires. The Byzantine forces had been so badly beaten by their adversaries that no one could have imagined that they would recover and rise again. In this verse, however, God prophesied that the Byzantines would emerge victorious within the next few years.
في بضع سنين لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد ويومئذ يفرح المؤمنون.
All power belongs to Allah, both before and after. On that day will the believers rejoice. On that day will the believers rejoice.
This was another prediction. Its meaning was only grasped by people later on. It was grasped first of all when the Muslims gained the upper hand in the Battle of Badr, and thereafter when the Byzantines prevailed over the Sassanids.
بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ.
At the victory granted by Allah, He grants victory to whomsoever He pleases. He is the Most Mighty, the Most Compassionate.
وَعْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
This is Allah's promise, and He does not go back on His promise. But most people do not know.
يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون.
People simply know the outward aspect of the worldly life, but are utterly heedless of the hereafter.
أولم يتفكروا في أنفسهم ما خلق الله السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق وأجل مسمى وإن كثيرا من الناس بلقاء ربهم لكافرون.
Do they not reflect on themselves? Allah created the heavens and the earth and whatever lies between them in truth and for an appointed term. Yet many people deny that they will meet their Lord. That they will meet their Lord.
If one reflects over the order of the universe, two things stand out as quite evident. First, that the creation of the universe is not the work of someone given to play and frolic. Instead, it displays purposiveness. Second, that the order of the universe is not eternal and everlasting. Some day at an appointed time it is bound to come to an end. Both these are pointers to the fact that the hereafter is bound to come about. Nevertheless, many people deny it.
أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كانوا أشد منهم قوة وأثاروا الأرض وعمروها أكثر مما عمروها وجاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات فما كان الله ليظلمهم فما كان الله ليظلمهم ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون.
Have they not traveled through the earth that they may observe what was the end of their predecessors, who were far mightier and tilled the land and built upon it more than these have ever built? And Allah's messengers came to them with clear signs. It was not Allah who wronged them, but it is they who wronged themselves.
ثُمَّ كَانَ عَاقِبَةَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا السُّوءَ أَن كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَكَانُوا بِهَا يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
Evil was the end of those evildoers, for they gave the lie to Allah's signs and scoffed at them.